If you're like Cochran and turned into something that your mother would be afraid of, make up for it this Mother's Day with a Mother's Day gift from Amazon.com. Get plenty of Mother's Day deals on a wide variety of things that mom is going to love. So check out the Amazon Mother's Day homepage at robhasawebsite.com/Mother's Day. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino here with a Survivor Cara Mowen double exit interview. Yes, it was two tribal councils last night that we saw. Reynold Topfer and Andrea Belke, two people with very difficult last names to spell, both out of the game in one fell swoop. Luckily, at the tribal council, they only had to spell their first names to vote them out. Otherwise, they would surely still both be in the game if they required them to spell their last names correctly to vote them out. So anyway, that these are complaints from a person who has to type their names a million times today now that they are out of the game. So we got two great exit interviews. They're going to be on the call at the same time is what the word is. So we'll talk to them in just a moment. Had a great recap of the episode last night with Stephen Fishback on Survivor Know-It-Alls. You can listen to that anytime. If you are subscribed to the Rob Has a Podcast iTunes feed, go to robhaswebsite.com/iTunes to get that. Or you could watch it on YouTube on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Of course, all the content is always available for you at robhasawebsite.com. Got a great recap podcast coming up later for you guys today with Richard Hatch. I already recorded that part of the show this morning. Had a great talk with Rich, but let's get into it. Let's talk with Reynold and Andrea. Guys, are you there?
Hey, hello.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hey, Rob. I'm a huge fan of your show, man. This is an honor.
A tremendous start already to this interview. So I have a ton of questions for you guys, and I know we've only got 15 minutes. So let me start with Andrea. And Reynold, you can jump in whenever you see fit, but let me start with my Andrea questions, and then I'll get to my Reynolds questions. So Andrea, okay, what a crazy tribal council last night. Couldn't believe to see you go home. I thought you were definitely going to make it to the end. I want to know, you know, we talked so much about with Philip and the whole BR rules, and I'm curious to know, how much were you influenced by BR in your game? Because, you know, you were talking about the blind side so much. You had Eddie, who I felt like maybe you were trying to position as your Natalie Tenorelli. Were you playing the BR rules yourself?
I mean, I guess you could say that. I did learn a lot playing my first time and watching what Boston Rob did. But I never said it. Like, there's not actually a book. Like, I didn't actually have, oh, this is rule number 7. But, you know, you learn things. He's a great player. So, yeah, I definitely took some of it, I guess. It's funny. He actually just texted me. He said he's impressed. He said he's impressed by the way I played.
Hold on. You got a text from BR or from Philip?
From Boston Rob.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Boston Rob texted me after every episode, and he said he's really impressed. So, hey, I wonder if he texted Philip. I don't know.
It'd be even funnier if it came from Philip and said, Boston Rob wanted you to know that he's impressed with you.
Yeah. Very good. So, Andrea, how much did it hurt for your game personally when Philip went out? Because it seemed like Philip was your closest ally in the game.
Yes. I think so. He's actually kind of turning on me at that point.
Oh.
Too. I think he was. They didn't really show it. Everyone got so worried about me when I would, and it's my own fault, but I was kind of like losing it for a little bit out there. So I would go hang out with the guys, and the guys, they made these cards out of leaves, and they painted it using the colors from the merch, like when you got the paints or whatever. And so I would play cards with the guys and Eric, but my alliance got so upset. Like, Philip was so mad at me. So, I mean, it hurt a little bit, but I think he might have been actually turning on me at some point.
So, Andrea, were you surprised that Eric didn't end up voting with you last night? Because it seemed like that you and Eric had been tight throughout most of the game. I was surprised that Eric ended up deciding not to go with you.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I mean, they showed it one time where I pointed to the flag, a name on the flag, and Eric voted that way. But I actually did that for, I think, 4 or 5 votes. So when you're pointing to a name on the flag and someone is voting that way, you kind of get overconfidence. So I was, you know, thinking everything was peachy, but he tricked me too. Bunch of tricksters.
Bunch of tricksters is right. All right, so the guy who was really extra tricky was Cochran. And so there was that one conversation that we saw in the game. You said, hey, I'm feeling like a blindside. What do you think? Should we do Brenda? Should we do Dawn? How shocked were you to find out eventually that Cochran had betrayed you and went back and told both of them that you were talking about voting those girls out?
Yeah, I didn't know what went down with that. I thought it was more orchestrated by Dawn. But watching that, it's a bummer because I didn't think Cochran wanted to go to the end with Dawn. So I thought at that point, like, we should probably get Dawn out or Brenda, because Brenda, you know, great challenges didn't piss anyone off. So, you know, I was a little upset that that's the route he took, but it does make sense.
Are you mad at Cochran today?
No. It was probably the best move.
Andrea, I want to know, who was your final three? Because we talked a lot about during the episode last night who's in the final three, and then a lot at Tribal Council of who's, you know, people are telling lies about the final three. So what was your plan?
I really wanted to take Eric and Sherry. I mean, that would have been an ideal final three. I'm not exactly sure how I thought I was going to do it at that point. And I was, you know, worst case scenario, I am in the final three with Cochran and somebody else. But I did. Like, they didn't show a lot of the conversations. I had a lot of conversations with Eric. I even had a lot of conversations with Sherry. I would have loved to take them.
Yeah, so talk us through what the rest of your game was going to be. We talked about this a little bit last night on the Survivor Know-It-Alls. So you get rid of Brenda, and then you get down to six. Who goes next in your plan?
Then I guess probably Dawn.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't... Because Eric and Eric wasn't really playing a strategic game at that point, and I thought he was, you know, voting the way that I wanted him to vote. So I was planning on taking him and then Sherry, probably take out Dawn next, and then Cochran.
Okay. Let's talk about Brenda a little bit, because it seemed like everything was good with Brenda. She hadn't been saying too much, and she was way under the radar. But then when she goes toe-to-toe with you, literally, in that immunity challenge, all of a sudden you're feeling like, hey, I think it's Brenda's time to go out here. Why did you feel so threatened by Brenda all of a sudden?
Because she is, you know, fierce in challenges. She's kind of, if there's an endurance challenge, and like the floating on the doghouse, the challenge proved, you know, she's going to be right up there with me. And so in terms of challenges, you know, she's one of the best competitors. So that's why I felt, you know, this is the time to get Brenda out, because if we keep having challenges like this, she's going to win them.
Yeah. And so was Brenda as under the radar as it seems like she was all season long to us watching the TV show?
she's so funny. I really like Brenda. It's funny because, seriously, the Bacall days, the early Bacall days, she would sit and sing to herself and look at the rocks. And she, there's this little area down by the water, and she would just be singing, like, staring at rocks. And we even joke about it now. Like Brenda and I joke about it. And she's like, yeah, what was I doing for the first 15 days? It was so weird. And such a different Brenda than what we saw in Nicaragua. But you can tell now her game is picking up.
Yeah.
And I think she is playing a smart game. She was sneaking in there and just, you know, I didn't think she was, I had no idea that she had that bond with Dawn.
I think you woke Brenda up. I think she was sleeping this whole game, and all of a sudden you start coming after her. Now Brenda got her groove back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, she wanted me out in that one where Philip went. I didn't know that. I had no idea my name was being thrown around. Like,
Brenda hated
me
you.
Out. Like, every single person. Everyone hates me. Everyone wanted me out.
And then
I snuck by for as long as I did.
One more question about this tribal council for you, Andrea. So last night you go home with an immunity idol. To my knowledge, I believe you're the first woman to ever go home with a hidden immunity idol. So there's a first for you. Did you ever think about playing the idol when Cochran is talking about the lies that he's been telling in this game? I know it was very subtle.
So embarrassing, but no, I wasn't going to play it.
Hey, it's not embarrassing.
I'm kind of glad that, looking back, I'm glad that I was definitely going to keep it. This doesn't make sense, does it? Because if I would have been contemplating and didn't play it, like, I'd probably regret it now. But since there was no question in my mind that I wasn't going to play it, now I'm like, well, whatever. They did trick me. They blindsided me.
Okay, well, I've got a lot of questions for Reynolds, too, as well. So, Andrian, as well, jump in whenever you see fit. All right, Reynolds, let's start out. And Reynolds, I felt like you were a very likable guy all season long because I'm a Mets fan, so I enjoy a lovable loser. Let's go through the record here a little bit. So you went to Tribal Council a total of 8 times in your 31 days in the game, correct?
Yes, I think that's correct. I started losing count.
So by my calculations, I think on 6 times you voted for a person who did not go home at the Tribal Council. You found 2 hidden immunity idols, and both of the hidden immunity idols were used unsuccessfully by people who did not go home. You did narrowly avoid a survivor record. Apparently, according to Jeff Pittman of the True North Times, Jervis Peterson holds the record. Jervis Never Nervous Peterson holds the record of 7 times going to Tribal Council and voting for the wrong person. So what was it like to play Survivor for so long and have so few things go your way?
You know, it eventually just got hilarious, and I remember it was right before the final reward challenge that I won, where we had to, like, slide down face first into the mud. Where right before that, you know, Probst was kind of, you know, showing us what the challenge was, and he looked at me and he said, "How you holding up, buddy?" And I said, "Jeff, you know that I have not yet voted for the person who's gone home to Tribal Council, except for Laura." And his eyes got really big. He's like, "No way, really?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "That's got to be some kind of record." I was like, "I know. It's hilarious."
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Eric a little bit. Now, you were tasked last week with delivering Eric's vote when the guys were trying to get rid of Andrea. Easier said than done, right, Andrea?
Yeah.
Yeah. You were supposed to deliver Eric's vote. I assume you thought you had him in the bag. What is going on with Eric?
Eric, if you try to talk strategy with him, he would be like, "No, I don't want to talk strategy." And, you know, he would hang out with us a lot. And I actually thought Eric and I got along fine. And Malcolm kept saying, like, he thinks Eric would probably vote with us. And he was a big mystery to me. And, you know, I never really got it. And then I saw, you know, you get to watch the show yourself. I saw he, like, called me a used car salesman. I was like, "What?" I was like, "Dude, what am I selling here? I'm selling loyalty to a fault, free immunity idols, and, like, bro high fives. At least I'm, like, a new car salesman."
Eric would tell us,
"Don't tell me who we're voting for until 5 minutes before because I might accidentally tell the wrong person."
My honest appraisal of Eric is he was so damaged from his first experience on Survivor that it was kind of like you can only be as vulnerable as you put yourself out there. So I think he felt like if I do not really invest myself in anything, I won't be as hurt or betrayed or embarrassed by anything that happens that doesn't go my way.
Sounds like Eric is the used car and you're making an assessment on him.
Right. I'm not bitter at all about that comment, clearly.
All right, so we've only got a couple minutes left, so let's go a little bit lightning round, Reynolds. So going back to the famous hold up bro moment, what was your reaction in the game when you found out that Malcolm actually had 2 idols when he asked you for your idol at Tribal Council? Or he had one idol, he had his own idol, I should say.
At the point that I found that out, Malcolm was already so ousted from everybody. I knew we still needed each other, and it was just like, you know what, let bygones be bygones. I'm over it. I don't care. I still just want to try to win. There's no time for us to sit around and have division here. Like, I'm divided enough. So we need each other. Let's bro down and take this to the end. And I still thought we could do it. But we were always so close. I think you coined the phrase that we had, you know, one of the biggest Survivor whiffs in history. So couldn't say it better myself.
Okay. All right. Still lightning round. What about when did Malcolm tell you guys ahead of time about the second idol and had that conversation go down real quick?
Before the big 3 amigo ousting Philip, Malcolm told us about it, and we decided together how we wanted to do it. And Malcolm still, he was like, "I'm going to hold him. hold one back if I can. I'm going to play it by ear. And I was like, cool. I was like, let's put on a show. This could be our last, this could be our Alamo here, amigos.
It's a good term. Did Malcolm tell you where to find that idol that Andrea ended up, or Eric ended up finding and giving to Andrea?
he was vague about it. He just said, oh, the clue said it's buried 6 inches underground on a tree near the well. So that's still about, you know, 100-yard long stretch with a lot of trees. So,
okay. Andrea, going back to that, a lot of people were talking about that. That was crazy that Eric gave you the idol. Did you feel like that's what it was? Did you feel like Eric had any claim to that idol that he came up with?
I mean, it was instant. Like he found it and just handed it to me. I mean, I didn't even really ask for it. I don't know. I shared the clue with everyone, so I think that, you know, it technically was my idol, but he could have easily just kept it.
All right, I've got a lot more questions for you guys. I will have a chance to ask you many of them later, but I would be amiss if I did not ask Reynolds. You got rid of that mustache, right? You're a handsome guy. What are you doing with that mustache?
Yeah, that was. I knew we weren't allowed to say anything when we were on the jury, so I was like, "Well, I got to make some sort of expression here."
Yeah,
and the mustache was pretty fun to do.
And
yeah.
And of the two of you guys, I think I may have the only two members of the Eddie fan club. Who likes Eddie more, Andrea or Reynold?
Oh, man. We both
Eddie
actually, love Eddie.
We both love Eddie. And he actually flew down to Texas a couple weeks ago, and we had a blast together. I'll love Eddie for life. He's a bro for life.
All right. Well, that's why Reynolds is a good bro. That he's once you're Reynolds' bro, you're a bro for life. All right, guys. Thanks so much. I know you guys have a lot of other interviews to get to. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you guys at the finale. Okay. Bye.
All right. See ya.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Reynold and Andrea here on a Survivor exit interview Thursday. You know, I got a lot more questions for them, but luckily I will have a chance to speak with them again later on today. I am actually going to be a guest on the Survivor After Show with Parvati, so I'm going to head over there in a couple hours and go film that. So that is going to be a lot of fun. You can check that out on CBS.com on Friday. So that's going to be pretty cool. I have never done that before, and I'm very excited to be invited to speak with the original Miss Survivor later on today. We'll ask Reynold and Andrea some more of my questions. So I told you before, I spoke with Richard Hatch this morning, had a great talk. I am still going to record the second half of the podcast later on this afternoon, so there's still time to get your questions and voicemails into the show. What you want to do is leave us a message at robhasawebsite.com/voicemail, or you can go ahead and send us a message at 323-282-RHAP, 323-282-RHAP. And I've been getting all sorts of great content from you guys, both on the voicemail and on email. If you have something that you want to send in, something that you've created, I played a song last week. I've been getting some song parodies from people. You can always just either put them on YouTube and send me a link, or if you want to just email me them directly as an attachment, you could just send them to me at rob@robhasawebsite.com. So I want to hear some feedback from you guys on the show. Hope you guys all enjoyed our exit interview. I know it was a lot to get into a very short period of time, so plenty of more discussion about this episode coming along as we are wrapping up another season of Survivor. Just basically, we have next Wednesday and then Sunday night's the finale, May 12th. So a lot to cover here as we're down to just 6 people left on Survivor. So thanks to everybody using our links for Amazon.com. Lots of great Mother's Day deals I mentioned at the top of the show. If you go to robhasawebsite.com/Mother's Day, a great way to pick up something nice for mom and also help support Rob as a podcast. So we'll be back later on today with Richard Hatch. It's a big Survivor Thursday. Talk to you guys later. Bye.